Thank you for calling customer service. This is Ulyssa speaking. How may I assist you today?
Yes, hi. I am calling you. I need you to refresh my memory what I bought. It's called Today Healthy Fitness.
Absolutely. I'd be more than happy to assist you with that, ma'am. Can I start off with your zip code?
46772.
And let me just read that back to you. That was 46772.
46722.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure.
Your name?
Diane Ripley.
And that was 46722?
Correct. 46722, yes.
And you have a charge from your account from us?
Yes, I have. It's called Today Healthy Fitness.
Okay. And is that your billing address or your where you had the product mailed to?
Yeah, that zip code, yes.
Okay. Because I'm not showing anything corresponding with that zip code.
You know, while I wonder, sometimes I forget and give my work a zip code. Try 46733.
46733? Okay, thank
yeah.
you.
It should have been the first one, but sometimes I forget and give my work one.
Don't feel bad, man. After I turned 21, I don't remember how old I am, so you're fine. And your name one more time, ma'am?
Diane Ripley.
Thank you. I'm just waiting for my system to update.
Okay. Is this Today Healthy Fitness? Is that who you work for?
So we're actually a third-party agency that does take customer service calls from multiple different companies. So we may handle their portfolio. I just have to find out if we do.
Sure. Okay. No problem.
And is there any possibility that it could have been under someone else's name? Order from somebody else's name in the household?
I don't think so. May 2nd. That would have been Monday. It's just called Today Healthy Fitness, and this is the number it gave me. It says Merchandise Sporting Goods Stores.
What was it?
It's the category is called Sporting Goods Stores, and it's called Today Healthy Fitness. It's probably some kind of, but I haven't gotten anything on it. And I thought, I got to call and see what this is. It took $59.89 out.
Now, I was unsuccessful at finding a name, a zip code to match, ma'am, with your name, Diane Ripley. Could you provide me with, do you have the last 4 digits of your card?
It is 0341.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
The purchase was made on May 2nd of this year, this month.
Thank you, and I found it, ma'am.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And can you verify your mailing address?
234 Clover Lane, Monroe, Indiana, 46772.
Yes, ma'am, and that's what I have listed, the 46722. So that was you were right the first time. I probably overlooked it. Just let you know you had
okay.
your address correct.
Okay, great.
So you did remember. Awesome. Okay, so let me see what we have here for you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm showing that down that back on May the 2nd of 2022, you went ahead and you enrolled into an entry contest. And that, with that contest, it actually gives you, like, tickets to win a prize. And let me see what type of prize that is. It is to win entry prizes to win a mixer each and every month. Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
That was an advertisement through Walmart or something.
Yes, ma'am. And so what that does, it enrolls you into for you to win the mixer, and it gives you so many amount of tickets each and every month for a chance to win the mixer.
Okay, so is this month's chance over with?
Yes, ma'am. So let me take a look. So May is over with, and you haven't been billed for June as of yet.
Okay. I would like to pull out of that. Is there any way you could return my $59.89? Now, I know when I signed up, it said, like, I would have not signed up for this much, but I knew there was going to be a fee, but that was not this amount, and it's not your fault. I should have not fallen into this. Can you stop it so it doesn't withdraw for June for me, first of all?
Absolutely. So I can go ahead and cancel that for you. But however, give me one moment. Let me take a look. So, yes, I can go ahead and get you canceled from that.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So let me give you a confirmation number as well.
Okay, and I'm ready for that.
I have confirmation number. Season Charlie. 920-691-392.
Okay, great.
All right.
So that's the amount of $59.89 will be returned to me then?
So that actually canceled you from being billed because it is a rebill by you entering the sweepstakes. So you will not be billed for next month for the 50.
That is to cancel for June. Okay, correct. That's right. Will be canceled for June. Now, my next question is there any way you can give me a refund? I didn't realize it was going to be that much. I thought it was like $7.99 or something, but I would have not signed up for such a big amount. I don't think so, but.
Absolutely, ma'am. So let me see what I can do for you as far as the refunds go.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your help.
Okay, ma'am. So I'm showing down that since you are out of the trial period, ma'am, for the contest, that I can offer you a 35% back refund, which would be $20.96.
Okay, so you only can do how much again? I'm sorry. What was that?
$20.96.
So where did that other money go? It just keeps in their pot for what they do about the mixer or whatever, I assume.
Yes, ma'am. Being that, you know, you were eligible for the contest and to participate in the contest, and if you would have won the contest, they would have contacted you and went ahead and awarded you the prize, that we are only able, you know, to offer 35%, you know, refund. Due to I know you stated that you were unaware that you went ahead and entered this contest, but being so we would have awarded you with the prize, we're only able to return $21.96 back to your account.
Okay, but it stopped. It won't charge me anymore. And then what are you showing my balances on that card at this point then after that?
So I wouldn't be able to tell you your balance on your actual credit card or debit card, but I can reassure you that we have went ahead and stopped the rebilling, and your credit card will be your credit card, your debit card, whichever one you use. It will be credited back $20.96 within the next 3 to 5 business days.
$20.96. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's better than nothing, and that kind of taught me my lesson, I hope. So, okay, thank you very much for your help, and you have a great day.
You too, ma'am. You take care as well.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.